Purple haze, all in yours truly's brain. Lately things don't seem the same. Oh, acting funny, yours truly doesn't know why. Right there, excuse me while I kiss the sky.
Hello again, everyone. Hello again, Howard Cosell reporting. One of us is an imposter. The question, which one? I say it's him. He says it's me.
Hello again, everybody. Quite candidly at this juncture, one is despondent over the tragic demise of the filly horse ruffian. So despondent I can quote from the poet Percy Bysshe Shelley, who put it so succinctly when he wrote of ruffian, "Sleep well, my equestrianic distaff beast of burden, as you are buried beneath the infield at Belmont Park. Sleep well indeed."
You talk about ruffian. I'm talking about Muhammad Ali, a man who I've known as well or better than any white man alive.
You know something? One can only talk back. You use the low dulcet tone, Cosell. One who's constantly harangued, despondent over the tragic developments in sports.
But I always raise my voice, whatever, right there. That's exactly what we're talking about.
Well, I can raise mine, too. The place, Three Rivers Stadium, Pittsburgh. The event, the Pittsburgh Steelers New York Jet game. With this man at running back for the Steelers against that man, the great quarterback of the New York Jets.
The New York football Jets to you, Don, quite candidly. One constantly is reminded of John Riggins, a man who came from the campus of Kansas University
to some great notoriety. But right there, this was the game when he scored against the Dolphins. 44 yards, a touchdown.
I don't talk in the past tense. The point is that Riggins has had it. The point is, with the Redskins, he's a mere afterthought, so much so that they had to deal for George Rogers. I don't know how far we can go with this.
I think that's great. Boy, you do a good one.
Come. They told me. Rum-pa-bum-bum. Reason? A newborn king to see. Rum-pa-bum-bum. Good reason. Our finest gifts we bring. Rum-pa-bum-bum. Catchy, isn't it? To lay before the king. Rum-pa-bum-bum. Another rum-pa-bum-bum. And finally, rum-pa-bum-bum. So, to honor him. Rum-pa-bum-bum. When we come. The place, Bethlehem. The event, I think you know it. Baby Jesus. Knew him well. Rum-pa-bum-bum. I am a poor boy too, seeking a commonality with him. Rum-pa-bum-bum. I have no gifts to bring, rum-pa-bum-bum, except for my rare individuality, that's fit to give our king, rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum, not to be redundant, but rum-pa-bum-bum. Shall I play for you, rum-pa-bum-bum, right here, right now? On my drum. You know what happened next? I'll tell you. Mary nodded. Rum-pa-bum-bum. The ox and lamb, look at them, keeping time. Rum-pa-bum-bum. I played my drum for him, rum-pa-bum-bum. And ladies and gentlemen, I played my best for him, rum-pa-bum-bum. song. Listen to me. Rump-a-bum-bum, rump-a-bum-bum. You know what happened then? A very touching moment. Then he smiled at me. A rump-a-bum-bum. Appreciating my immense talent, obviously. Me and my drum. He knew he was touched by greatness. Howard Cosell reporting.